Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Shvois Yud Aleph. Perhaps let's just do a quick summary, a recap of the discussion that we began yesterday on the bottom of Yud Amud Beis, a chiddush from Rabbi Yechanan and Halacha regarding surplus materials in the Beis HaMikdash. There were some sheep left over. So it's the beginning of the new year. In this case, the new year relates to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, where ideally they would purchase the new stock, the new animals for Karban, the new Keteris, from the new money collected through the Machzis HaShekel system during the most recent month of Adar. There's a mitzvah to apply the new money to the new stock. You're not meant to use old stock left over from last year. So let's say they have animals left over. Let's say they have keteris left over. It's a pity just to, you know, a lot of effort went into it. Keteris requires a very extensive and very specific type of process that only experts would know how to do, namely the family called Beis Avtina. So, in any case, how do we salvage this material? It was a system, like a recycling system, that would allow for it. It would refresh the material. How is that accomplished? So, regarding the animals, regarding the sheep destined for the Korban Tamid, which were left over from last year, Rabbi Yechon says, very simple, take the animal and transfer the kedusha of that animal onto money, and then you go and sell. So you take the money from the buyer, transfer the kedusha onto the money, you give him the animal, and then repurchase the very same animals from Truma Chadasha, from the new money. In which case you have back your old animals, but now it's been refreshed, recycled, and it's considered new stock. Same thing with the keteris. So the Gemara Akasha, what do you mean? How could you, how could Rabbi Yechanan teach that you just recycle the same animals? How could you transfer kedusha? How could you redeem an animal which has no mum? It's unblemished. It's a tamim. Typically, only a baal mum, which had been downgraded in status, can allow for redemption, for pidyon. But this is just a regular animal, which is technically still fit. And the Gemara responded by bringing a raya from Keteris, where it's a Mishnah that you can do the same, apply the same type of system to refresh the material by rebuying it with a new money. And the Gemara responded to that. The Gemara countered and said, well, Amar Leis, this is the bottom of Yud Amud Beis. Amar Leis, he responded. This was Rav Chisda who challenged the Halacha. Amalei, he says, Keteris ka'amras, you're proving from Keteris. Keteris is very different. Keteris has not yet attained a higher level of Kedusha. It's not yet inherently Kaddish. It's just prepared for, it's property owned by the Beis HaMikdash. It's Kedusha as Damim. It's just monetarily Kaddish. It's Kaddish for its value, in which case it can be redeemed. It allows for easy redemption. But if it would be Kedushas HaGuf, like those animals, which are inherently Kaddish and destined for the Mizbeach, you can't just do an easy redemption. Only Keteris Ka'amras, you're proving him from Keteris. That's an unfair comparison. Shani Keteris, the Kedushas Damimu. Keteris is very different than those animals, which are inherently Kaddish, which are on a higher status. This is just merely Kedushas Damimu. Rashi explains, because the machtesh is the mortar in which they would crush the keteris, was not deemed a kli sharis. It wasn't really a kli which serves the mizbeach, doesn't have that status, and therefore the items processed in that kli do not attain a higher level of kedusha. They're merely owned, their property belonging to the Beis HaMikdash. Kedusha is damehu, in which case it allows for an easy redemption. When you have surplus and you're looking to refresh it and rebuy it from the new But the animals are different. You can't compare. Elmi Atu, says the Gemara, if that's the case, you're suggesting that Kteris is merely Kedusha as Domim, is of a lower stature of Kedusha, Elmi Atu, like the possible Tefil Yoyim. So then, why would it be susceptible to being affected by a fellow who's a Tefil Yoyim, who had been Tamei and immersed in a mikveh, is still awaiting nightfall, so his purification process is not yet complete? He's somewhat Tamei, somewhat, yeah, somewhat not. To the extent that he can affect material which is Kedushas Haguf, because you realize the higher you are, the higher your status of Kedusha, you sort of attract, you're susceptible, right? It's a corresponding system, Kedusha and Tumah. So the higher you are, the more delicate, the more fragile you are, the more susceptible you are to even lesser amounts of Tumah, which can affect you. So if this Teres is merely Kedushas Damim, as you say, it should not be susceptible to being affected by a Tefil Yoyim, which is something specific to Kedushas Haguf. Alamatani, we have a Braisa. If so, how do we explain the Alocha in the Braisa? Nosna Machteshes, as soon as he puts the Teres into the mortar, which according to you is not something which will give it Kedushas Haguf, guess what? If Selas B'Tefil Yoyim, it can be affected by a Tefil Yoyim. It will be considered Tameh through contact of a Tefil Yoyim. Perhaps you'll argue, you'll say, Kol Kedushas Damim Mifsli B'Tefil Yoyim. Yeah, Tefil Yoyim can affect even Kedushas Damim. But that's untrue. Look at the next Mishnah. Vatnan Hamanachos. So the flower, the mincha material that one commits for a mincha, Mayalan Behen, Misha Hukdushu, as soon as he declares it Kodesh, it is Migdash property, and one who diverts it for personal use has committed Mi'ilah, the sin of Mi'ilah. Kitchub a Kli. Once it was inserted into a Kli and sanctified as such, it becomes Kedushas Haguf, becomes inherently Kadosh. And now the process of Kedusha has sort of been completed. Hukshiru. Rashi says Hukshiru means Nigmaro Kedusha also. It attained all its Kedusha, and that's why it uses Lashon Hechsher. Interesting. Rashi says, Kol Lashon Hechsher, about 6-7 lines from the top. Kol Lashon Hechsher. Whenever we speak about Hechsher, right? What does Hechsher mean? Lashon Tikkun. Prepare. Shemetakna. He's fixing it. He's preparing it. U'mazmina l'kach. And designating him for this purpose. So it's a completion in the designation. It's fully prepared. It's fully susceptible. It's fully ready to go. Hukshru possible Tefil Yoyim, and now become affected by Tefil Yoyim, like Purim, or a fellow who was Tamei and hadn't yet brought his carbon, so he's somewhat still considered Tamei, and if he comes into contact with this material, he makes a Tamei, Ubalina. And if this Mincha material was left to stay overnight, was not, you know, offer that day, you become a apostle. So all these, the psul of Tefil Yoyim, Michus of Kippur, Malina, seem to be exclusive to this mincha which had been in a kli, which attained Kedushas Haguf, Kitchub kli in. These only apply once the material was in a kli and got the higher level of Kedusha, loy Kitchub kli le, but otherwise, if it had not yet been contained in a kli sharis, in which case it's merely Kedushas Dam, it's Kaddish for its value, it will be unaffected by these incidents, these encounters with Tefil Yoyim, Mechus HaKippurim, or the Lina experience. So clearly, if the Teres is in fact not Kedushas Haguf, there should be no susceptibility to Tefil Yoyim. And the earlier Brisa said there is. Elamai Kedushas Hagufi. Oh, so what are you suggesting? You're telling me that evidently the Machteshes, the mortar, was regarded as a Kli Sharis and does grant the Kteris with it the higher level of Kedusha, becomes inherently Kaddish, it's now designated from Mizbeach and it's on that higher level of Kedusha. Elamai Kedushas Hagufi, if that's the case, I'll ask you a question from the other side. Elamai Atat Pasabalina, so that would make it susceptible to the Lina process as well. As we just learned a minute ago, that Lina is going to affect something which has Kedushas Haguf. Alamatnan. The issue is we have a Mishnah which says otherwise. Mishnah says, the k'taris, which had been put through the machtesh, as the mortar, is not yet considered for psulina. Psulina will only arrive once the k'taris was inserted into a real kli sharis. Alamatanam, listen to this Mishnah. If so, why did we learn that a koimetz, valavoyim, koimetz is the scoop that you, the kain, scoops out of the mincha and puts it on the mizbeach, valavoyna, or these incense material which comes with the lavoyna, akteris, our akteris, right? Uminchas kayhanim, a mincha that a kain would bring, which Rashi says was fully offered on the mizbeach with no shirayim to the kayhanim, minchas kain mashuach, or a mincha that a kain gadol brings. This is the minchas chavitin that the kain gadol brings every day, part in the morning, part at night. Uminchas nesachim, this is your standard mincha which comes with typically every karban, 3 asroinim lapar, 2 asroinim la'ayil, etc. Fully offered on the mizbeach. All these, mayalim behen misha hukdush, once it becomes kadosh, once you donated it, it has me'ila potential. If one diverts it for personal use, kitchu b'kli. Oh, here's the punchline. Once it was put into a kli shares, so the teres, after been crushed and processed in the mortar, that's not enough. It had to be inserted into a real kli shares. Now it attains a higher level of kedusha, which we call kedushas haguf, inherent kedusha, and it's hukshurly possible to feel. I mean, now it's open and susceptible to all these. All these detractors, hushuli possible tefil yoyim, muchasaki purim, uvelina. Okay, so only once it's in a kli, is it ready for a psul of tefil yoyim, uvimuchasaki purim, uvelina. Kitchub kli in, only once it's in a kli. But like kitchub kli, but clearly the k'taris before being contained in the real kli sharis, even after the machtesh, is no lie, it would not be possible lina. So, as Rashi explains, we seem to have a contradiction, right? In this most recent Mishnah, k'taris only after being put into a true kli sharis will have psulina. And otherwise, just being through the machtesha system does not grant a psulina. And in the brisa that we had all the way on top, two lines from the top, it says, "Nos machteshes nifselas b'tvul yoyim." Once it's in machteshes, it does have psul yoyim potential, but no lina. So it's sort of like a contradiction. Because here we see Machteshes does not give it the potential for lina. And in the most recent quote here, in the mission that we just learned, it says that once it's in a kli, it gets lina. So why is there no lina on top by the machteshes? So apparently, says Rashi, because the machteshes is not a true kli sharis and does not give it kedushas haguf. So now, of course, the obvious question is, if there's no kedushas haguf, so why does the brisa on top say it gets psul of tvul yoyim, which is typically something which is unique to kedushas haguf? So the Tosafot Rashi asks the Kashi, he says, well, perhaps he says it's the Rabbanon, they're the Rabbanon, because it's k'taris is something which goes directly onto the Mizbeach, and therefore appears like the other things that have kedushas haguf. Therefore the Chachamim gave it a din to a certain extent that it's regarded like Dushas HaGuf regarding Tful Yoyim. Okay, so that's a side point. So Rabbi responds to Rav Chisda, I hear your point, but we could differentiate. You're proving from the fact that there is no Lina? Is that going to prove that Machteshes is not really a Kli Sharis? In which case, the Kteris is not really Kedushas HaGuf? In which case, you're going to substantiate your point in making that distinction and negating my raya. I was trying to prove from the fact that the surplus of k'taris can just be redeemed at ease. apparently it's not an issue with surplus material. And your point was, no, well, Kateris is just Kedushas Dam, lower level Kedusha. And you're proving that from the fact that apparently the Machtesh does not give it Kedushas Aguf, and the fact that there's no Psalina. Amalei, he says, no, Lina Ka'amris, you're proving from Lina? Perhaps really the Machtesh is regarded as a Klisharis. And the Kateris within it is Kedushas Aguf. So why then is there no psulina? If it stays overnight, why isn't it possible? Shani k'teris is different than other carbon materials. Rashi explains a very interesting point. He says, "Hoil b'tzurasa." This is the first wide line towards the bottom right. "Hoil b'tzurasa." Kol hashana la'olam machteshes. I'm just adding the Bach's insert. La'olam machteshes k'dushas aguf. Perhaps the Machteshes does give it to Sagov, because Machteshes is technically a Klisharis. Ubelina high time, Dilim Nifsel. Why doesn't it get affected by Lina like any other carbon? Visha'ela Mishana Esmar Isa. Wow. It doesn't change its appearance. Kateris is durable. It's not like a piece of meat which, you know, left overnight starts spoiling. And interesting that you look through Shas, you find that the Gemara, in fact, relates to Psulina with another term as well, ibur tsura. The tsura got, perverted. It lost its freshness. It's discolored. It's spoiled, right? So even though lina is a halachic process, so to speak, when it's left overnight, it becomes possible. But it's connected with science as well. Meaning, if it's affected by the passage of time, then psulina applies, but Kateris, which is an enduring material, it's not going to be affected by the passage of time. So Lina doesn't affect it. Hoil with Tzurasa, it retains its Tzura. V'chol Hashana Kula. Very interesting point. So, bottom line is, perhaps Kateris really is Kedushas Aguf because of the Machteshes process. Machteshes is a Klisharis. In which case, as soon as it runs through the Machteshes, it becomes a puzzle, Mitzvul Yoyim, etc. But not Lina. Lina is an exception. Okay? So let's go back to the main concept, the main focus of our sugi, which is the chiddush that you can take surplus material, extra sheep, extra keteiros, and just do a quick transfer of kedusha, and then repurchase it from the new money and use it for the new year. And the question is, how does it work? How does it work? How can you just transfer Kedusha without a deficiency in the actual item itself, which would sort of justify the redemption process? So at any rate, we're sort of stuck now. That was the original question. How can you just poof transfer the Kedusha? What happened to the very high level Kedusha, Kedusha Guf, which was inherent in the animals or the keteris? Omar Rabba Leif Bezdin Masna Alein. The heart of Bezdin, literally the heart, means the focus. Bezdin has in mind. They preconditioned the system. All items purchased for the Beis Hamikdash use, im hutzruchu hutzruchu, if they were needed for this year, good. If im lav, otherwise, is it going to be extra? We're going to precondition ahead of time. They're going to be used for their value, which means to say that they'll be converted and transferred, in which case they don't have Kedushas Aguf. So we're going to figure this out at the end of every year, what exactly was needed, what surplus, and that surplus material was never really granted Kedushas Aguf. You can do that. You can condition your Hegdish. If needed, fine. Otherwise, it never attained that higher level of Kedushas Aguf. And once it's merely Kedushas Damim, then we're free to do what we want. Amalei Bayis, Abai responds to Rabba, V'amaru d'Amar, but you yourself taught us, Higdish Zachar l'Damma. If a fellow walks over to a Zachar, a male, a ram, an animal, he says, you know what? I'm not actually going to offer this animal as a carbon. L'damav, I want to use it for its value. So he's sort of donating something, you know, with the intent of selling, you know, transferring the Kedusha and selling it and buying something else that he's going to use for the... He wants something, you know, set aside. In the meantime, this is my commitment. Eventually, I'm going to retool it for something I want to bring to the Beis HaMikdash. Guess what? The process ends there. Kodesh, Kedusha Saguf doesn't work. This animal now becomes Kedusha Saguf. It gets bumped up a level. It gets upgraded. It becomes inherently Kodesh. You have to bring it as an oila. You can't sell it. Rashi says you can't sell it because once you are Magdash it, and it in itself is suitable to be brought as a carbon, it gets locked in. Rashi calls it Eina Yoitze Mi Demizbeach. It can't leave the Mizbeach hold, so to speak. If it's something which is not suitable, fine. So it's only monetarily Kaddish for its value, but something which is theoretically suitable for a carbon, once you trigger the process of Kedusha, it spreads into it, it upgrades it, and turns into a carbon. You cannot vacate the Kedusha anymore. Okay, so in our case, we have these extra animals, for instance. You're telling me the Tanai of the Bezdin limits the Kedusha, and it stays Kedushas Damim. But if the animal is technically suitable, then the Kedusha just spreads up and upgrades. It now becomes Kedushas Haguf, and you have to bring it as a carbon. So the more like Kasha, the answer is like this. Hadam le tmei oila. The halacha that we mentioned, the name of Rab, that's if he pointed to the animal and he says, you know what, this ram shall be used for tmei oila. I'm going to use its value eventually to buy a different carbon as an oila. Once he commits, partially, that's it. It spreads throughout the animal. It becomes a carbon. Because the animal itself, technically, can serve as an oila too. So you have no right to... deprive it of its privilege. But if he takes an animal, he says, you know what, I don't want to bring makar of the animal, I want to commit this animal as a donation to eventually use it, to convert it to nesachim, to sell it, and use the money to buy, you know, wine, whatever, for the mizbeach. In that case it works, because the animal itself is not suitable as nesachim, he's an animal. So since it has a different designation, the animal itself cannot serve in the capacity of that intended designation. So then, it stays limited to Kedushas Gedamim, and you're allowed to transfer the Kedusha and, you know, bring whatever you had in mind. Likewise, explains Rashi in our case, since the surplus material which we said turns into Kedushas Damim. And what happens to that money, by the way? The extra animals, the extra terrorists, they transfer the Kedusha onto the money. That money will not be used for the same purpose anymore. It will not be used to rebuy animals for next year. It's left over from last year's money. It's called Moisar Teruma. It's leftovers. That money has to be applied to other types of things, like building, Rashi says, Tzipui, to gold plate the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it's a totally different function. The value will be transferred and will be designated and put into a fund meant for building maintenance, meant for gold plating the Beis HaMikdash. So in this case, we're good. We're not going to force you to bring this animal as a carbon. Because like the case where he took the animal, he said, I want to use it for nesachim. Since this animal can't serve as nesachim, so then his condition works. He sells it, takes the money, and buys with it nesachim. Same thing here. All the surplus material, because of the Tanai Bezdin, that whatever's left over should only be Kaddish L'dmei, and L'dmei means that the value will serve for the Beis HaMikdash fund, for the maintenance fund, for plating the gold plating the Kodesh HaKadosh. So this animal can't serve. He's not going to be used to gold plate the walls. So since he himself cannot serve in that function, in that capacity, so it stays as is, and you're free to transfer the Kedusha, onto money, and take that money, use it for, you know, the gold plating system, and then the actual animal, which is no longer kodesh, you repurchase using new money, like we said before. Esvi Abayis, Abayis asked another question to Rabbi. We have a brayse, par v'soer, shel Yom Kippur, right? We have the cow, the goat of Yom Kippur, she'avdu, which went missing. So they are carbon chatos, and they went missing. V'hifshachem tachtim, and then they designated substitute carbones instead. And then we found the old ones. You know, it's too late. We already brought the new one, and we found the old one. V'chein si rabbi dezor she'avdu, or a carbon that they bring when the tzibur does rabbi dezor. It went missing. The chatos is missing, and v'hifshachem tachtim. And they substituted it with new ones, and then they discovered the old ones. Kul nimusu. The old ones are chatois, which have to be put to death. They're left to die. The melacha is, it's halacha b'Shem Sinai. Rechatos, whose owner already received atonement from elsewhere, the chatos is mace. Despite the fact that these are public chatois, same process applies. Divrei, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Lezer, Shimon, Oimrim, no. They all that there's no need to let them die. Yirachi is double, just let them pasture until they get a blemish. Vimachron, sell them. They'll be sold, and the money will be deposited into the Nadava Pushkin, the Beis HaMikdash, to be used for it's called Keitz HaMizbeach. They buy Karbonais Oila, which are used on the Mizbeach whenever there's an idle moment. Okay. Why this procedure? She'ein Chatos Tzibur Meisa. The halacha of halacha, Moshe Mesinai, that the animals who have no owner or the owner has already been accommodated for, are put to death. That's a private carbon. A carbon tzibur is different. Okay, the question is, even Reb Lezer Shimon, who are sort of lenient and allow for the animal to be sort of recycled, but only once it gets the mum. You can't redeem it while it's unblemished. And the question is, why? Once we know that Bezdin gets involved and they condition things and there's an ongoing system of surplus and extras in terms of what to do with them, so this is a carbon sieve, which is sort of surplus right now. What's the problem? Leima, leiv, Bezdin, masna leiv. Why can't we say the same idea? As we said earlier, by the surplus material, Bezdin has their mind on it. And the understanding is that if they're not needed, they're not really Kaddish to begin with. They're just Kaddish, Kedushas, Damim, and just redeem it. Answers the Gemara, well, here it's different. Avudin Ka'amrus, you're proving from the case of lost animals. Shani, Avudin, lost are very different. Deloy, Shchichi, it's a very uncommon, far-fetched thing. And Rashi says, Hilchach, Lechashu, Bezin, Hasn Aleim. It's not something Bezin has their mind on, so that doesn't apply here. Says the Gemara, Hari, Parad, Lechichi. You're telling me something which is uncommon, doesn't follow this system. Paraduma, which is a very, very uncommon occurrence, Rashi brings that all throughout the Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, they had no more than 7 Parais Aduma. So, Loshkicha, it's a very uncommon experience. But Tanya, we have a Braisa, that Paraniftis Alkol Psul Shalba. Suppose something happens, something disqualified the Parah, they could be Paida, they can redeem it. And the Braisa continues, Mesa, let's say it died before they got a chance to do Shechita, they potted, they redeemed it even after death. Nishchata, they did Shechita improperly, out of its, in the wrong place there, not where they were supposed to do it. Again, Tipada, no problem, redeem it. What else? Says the Braisa, Motza Acheres Na'a Heimena. Here's the punchline. There's nothing wrong with the Paradum. He found one that was nicer than this one. This one had one black hair, that one has no black hair. Tipada, no problem, just redeem it. Even though there's nothing inherently wrong with it, he didn't get a mum, no problem, just redeem it. This is going to be the focal point of our discussion. Let's just finish the braisa. Once they did a proper shechita on the wood arrangement on the mountain in a proper way, at that point, it no longer can be redeemed, even if you have a reason to do it so. Rashi says, Me'achar shenasas behechsher, once it was done properly, it's improper to go and bring it back to chulin. Gnai hu latzil chulin. It's improper to go and vacate the kedusha from this animal. In any case, the Braisa allows pedia in a case of matzah acheres na'ahemena. He found a nicer animal. That's reason enough to do pedia to redeem this one and put the other one in instead. How? How could he do that? Was that a mum? What happened to the kedusha saguf? Oh, apparently, it's okay because Lev Bezdin must not lay. Bezdin sort of preconditions it. If it won't be needed, it's not really going to be Kaddish. Kaddish is a goof. So in this case, when we decided we don't need it, and this is despite the fact that par is a very uncommon thing. So you see, even in these cases, Lev Bezdin must not lay. Says the Gemara, no, Shani para. Par is very different than your typical carbon. It doesn't really have Kaddishas Haguf. It's not meant for the Mizbeach. The Kachabe de Kabay, you see. It's like Bede Kabay, it's like the building fund, meaning it's property of Hegdish. It belongs to Hegdish, but only monetarily, only for its value. In that case, of course, you can be paid with that Imum. Says the Gemara, but now we run into a new problem. If that's the case, that Para is deemed Kachabe de Kabay, it's not a real carbon. Yachim Mesa Nishchata. Raisa says if he died or there was a problematic Shchitat, he paid to do a redemption. The halacha by Bedek Abayis. Before you redeem, you require ha'amada v'ha'arocha. Rashi says it's a pasuk. V'hemid v'he'erich. The kohen has to stand the behemoth up, and in its standing position, appraise it, evaluate it before they redeem it. So if this is something unique to Bedek Abayis. Right, so if that's the case, Mesa on Ishchato Tipada, Habinan Hamad Varach, you have to stand it up. It's a dead animal; it's not going anywhere. How does that work? Oh, says the Gemara, no problem. Hamani Rab Shimoni, the Braisa is reflective of Rab Shimon Shita, who says it's not necessary. Hamad Varach is not a necessary requirement by Bedek Habayis. Only Kachim Mizbeach required that sister, but not Bedek Habayis. Amar, he says Kachim Mizbeach, Hoye B'chol Hamad Varach, only the real Karbanos. But the Mizbeach require that system. Kachah b'dek abayis, don't need it. Okay, so we shifted gears to Reb Shimon. Well, guess what? That runs into new trouble. You know, Reb Shimon, if this halacha follows Reb Shimon, okay, continue to the next part of the rice. Emes Seifag, where it says, Shchata al gavim rachosa. So Shchita took place in its proper form, in its proper place. That's it. That seals the system. Ein lo p'di alam is no more redemption. According to Reb Shimon, it's never too late. Atani Reb Shimon Eimer, see, Reb Shimon holds that only food which is edible, which is roi l'achila, is regarded as true food with respect to being susceptible to tumas oichlam. We have a halacha in the Torah that food can become tamei and can then transfer tumah to. So only something which is really edible, which is mutter to eat, has a status of oichla with respect to this halacha. Now, a paraduma, after shchita, is asr ba'achilu, as she says, it's one of the isuri hanoi, not all benefit from the paraduma. So, here comes a question. According to Reb Shimon, a paraduma, after shchita, it's flesh, but it's asr ba'hano. Suppose it touched tumah, does it have tumas oichlam? So let's say an impure thing touched the animal, and the animal now came into contact with other food. Does the second food become tummy? Does it transfer the tumor through the flesh? Is it called oichal with this regard? No. You would think not, because it's asr bahano. But it's not so. Answer is yes. Vatanya. Reb Shimon Omer, par mertama tumas oichal. Par has the status of oichal with respect to tumas oichal. You know why? Despite the fact that you're not allowed to eat it. Because it had a moment in time where it was potentially considered edible. Rashi actually has a different girsa, a different wording. It still has the ability, the potential to be considered edible. How? What do you mean? You know why? Reb Shimon would explain. Reb Shimon would teach us. Interesting halacha. Para niftis al gamar chasa. That a paradum can be redeemed even if it's sitting on its ma'arach, on the wood, arrangement, where it was meant to be burnt. I mean, after Shechita, you can redeem it if you find a better one and whatever. And Rashi explains, furthermore, according to Rav Shimon, kala'imed lipadois kipadei dami, when something is meant to be redeemed, available for redemption, slated for redemption, such as a paradum, which is always sort of a pending situation, as soon as you find a nice one, boom, you redeem it. Kipadei dami is treated as though it had already been redeemed. Potential is reality. We view it as real food, edible food. According to Rav Shimon, there's nothing holding us back from redeeming a paradum even after Shechita, and the Brisa indicates otherwise, that you can't do a pidyon at that point. So clearly the Brisa is not following Rav Shimon. Oh, if it's not Rav Shimon, let's just backtrack, let's go back to step. If it's not Rav Shimon, well, he was the one who said that Bedek HaBayis does not need to be stood up. You don't have to stand the animal up, which you can't do once the Shechita happened. So that was the... That's the way we explained how you could be paid to the paraduma if a psul was discovered after it died. Well, if it's not going like Rav Shimon, then you're running into that problem. You can't be paid it without getting it up on its feet. And that was triggered by the fact that we said it's kachay bedek habayis, which required that appraisal procedure. If you're going to negate that, and you're going to say it's kachay mizbeach, the paraduma is, so then... How could you even do a pidyon if you find a nicer one? While it's alive, you find a nicer one. The Brisa says you can be paid even without any deficiency found in the paradum, even without a mum. What do you mean? How can you transfer kedusha off a kedushas haguf if kedushas mizbeach? Well, lay bezin mas na lay, bezin is involved. They're not involved. It's an uncommon thing. Says the Gemara. Elo, you're right. Paradum is kedushas mizbeach or kedushas haguf. How could he be paid a kedushas haguf without discovering a deficiency within the animal? Elashani para, because of leiv bezdin mas nalein. There's a standing, you know, precondition by the bezdin. If it's not needed, it's going to be redeemed. And the question was, it's an uncommon thing, it's a far-fetched scenario. Hoyel v'demei yukar. Para is different than your ordinary animal. Typically, by regular animal, if it's an uncommon thing, you don't say live best in masnan. They're not focused on, but paraduma is very precious, very super expensive item. In which case, bezdin does have their mind on it. If it should come to a situation where it's preferred that we redeem it, we'll do it. How does that happen? Because initially, the kedusha was sort of a limited, pending, conditional kedusha. That if it will not be needed, it will only attain kedushas dam, which allows for easy redemption. Omar, let's go back and review the halacha that we had regarding para aduma. Mesa tipada, the para died on them, you just redeem it. And what happens with the flesh? What do you mean? V'chipoydenes akachem l'achilin l'klavim. You redeem again. What do you do with the para? You're going to feed it to the animal? You're not allowed to. Redeem kachem and take the flesh and feed it to dogs. Omar, Rashar, sure, you're right. They're going to bury it. Mishum oira, but they're going to take the skin off it. That has value. That you can use. And let's recall this whole allowance was because of Leiv Bezdin Masnali. Bezdin was involved in limiting the Kedusha and allowing for this. So Bezdin has to go through the whole system and condition it. This is what they're thinking about, a couple of pennies of the to salvage the skin. I mean, that's the whole Amr of Kahana, Amri Inshi. You know, people say, yeah, Megam Le'una, as long as you can salvage the, you know, skin around the ear of the camel, that's also money in the bank. It's also worth it. Okay, so we've established that there's a leiv bezdin masna, which allows for redeeming even items of a kedusha saguf, like the extra sheep, like the extra keteres, like the para aduma, because it never really attained more than the minimal status of kedushas damim, which allows for efficient redemption. Asib, here comes a kasha back from the Mishnah on the Beis Menalef and Al Masechta. So we have all those goats, the Chatois, Hamusafin, the one of Yom Kippur, the one of Rosh Chodesh, the one of your Regalim, right? Pesach, Shavuot, Zuk. And according to Reb Shimon, each one has his own unique destiny. Each one accomplishes, you know, a specific mission regarding kapara. So the question was, let's say the one of Yom Kippur went missing, and they had to replace it. Now, he turns up. Could we use that carbon for a Rosh Chodesh or for a regal? Amrloi, the question was posed to Rav Shimon. Amrloi Rav Shimon, Mao Shikruza Bazeh. Can you mix them up? Can you take the one from Yom Kippur and use it on a different occasion? Amrloi says, yeah, Yikruvu, they can, no problem. Amrloi, the response was, what do you mean? Hoyo Venka person Shavuot. If they don't have the same job, so to speak, they're each one accomplishing his own thing. Heichen Kraven. Zebazeh, how can you mix them up? The one that's meant for Yom Kippur has his own task. You can't take him and use him for a different a job. Amrloi, he says, at the end of the day, Kulon Boyin Lechaper Al Tumas Migdash Kedoshav. They're all, they'll have a common denominator. They're all atoning for Migdash and Kedoshav issues, so there's enough commonality between them, and you can mix them up. So the question is, why was Rav Shimon compelled to respond with this, you know, new idea of you know, commonality, which is a chiddush? He could have just stated very simply, I might lame, he could just say, no issue with mixing them up. Because initially, lema, lay bezdin masnani, he could just say, the bezdin's involved. It's pre-programmed into the system. Lost animals are not really kaddish. Kaddish is a guf, and they can just go and transfer to a different yamtiv. The Amar Ravidi. Oh, sorry. Rav Shimon Ka'amas. The answer is like this. Rav Shimon Ka'amas. Oh, you're quoting Rav Shimon? No, Rav Shimon, he himself doesn't hold of this idea. Lastly, Lev Bezdin Masna Lev. He rejects this. He doesn't hold of this whole thing. There's no preconditioning. There's no pre-programming. So it wasn't something that he can respond with. Dam Rav Yidi Baravin, Amar Av Amram, Amar Av Yechanan. He tells us that, in fact, Rav Shimon doesn't concur with this concept. To me, then, Shilo Yitzuch Letzibur. Those surplus sheep, which were left over from last year, Reb Shimon ain niftin tamimim. In fact, according to Reb Shimon, you can't just redeem it while still unblemished. Okay, so there you go. He doesn't hold of Lev Bezn. However, according to the Chacham, niftin tamimim, you can just redeem it in its current state because of that preconditioning of the Bezn. Okay, so that sort of wraps this up. Now, you've proven that according to Rav Shimon it doesn't work. But you quoted Chachamim that it does work. Rabbanan de Pligi, Olei de Rav Shimon, Maninu. Could you please, just, you know, find, show me where the Chachamim who are disagreeing with Rav Shimon, where are they situated? Where are they, where do you find those Chachamim that disagree with Rav Shimon that in fact hold Ariglev Bez Masnalem and allow for redemption of Tamimim? Where's the address? Where are they situated? In name of Rabbanan Dictatoris, is it perhaps the Shitas Chachamim found in that Mishnah regarding the surplus Dictatoris that we started with today? Apparently they hold that even something which is unblemished, something which is perfectly fine, perfectly kosher, can be redeemed, apparently because of Lev Bez Masnalem. And you're comparing that to surplus animals? No. Shani Dictatoris, perhaps Dictatoris is different. Deloy bar riyahi. You can't take it and pasture it and let it roam around till it gets a mum. So for lack of a better option, we ensure that the Bezdin has in mind that to keep its Kedusha limited and allow for redemption when necessary. But perhaps animals are different. You can just send them out till they're blemished and then you can do a proper pidyon. So shanik teres la bar riyahi. So that's not really a good source to prove that the Rabbanan allowed by animals. El Rabbanan de Parah. Oh, let's go back to the Halacha Parah Aduma, where the Chachamim clearly allow redemption, even without a mum. As soon as you find something which is nicer, you can do a pidyon. That must be based on Lev Bezdin. Well, Dilma Shani Parah, perhaps Parah is still different than a regular animal. Dumei Yikar, because of its high value, maybe make a special exception there, and we ensure that the Kedusha is limited. For otherwise, perhaps the Lev Bezdin is not really so active in limiting Kedusha. Oh, so it must be the Chachamim who had this, who conducted this conversation with Shimon, the one that we just quoted, back on Daf Beis in our Masechta. And basically what they were telling Rav Shimon is, look, there are three chatois there, right? In Kippur, Yom Tov, they have different functions, and according to you, there's no leiv bez mas na leim. You can't just mix and match and do things without, you know, running through the proper procedure. According to us, leiv bez mas na leim. Very simple solution. Bezdin already had a mind that once something gets lost, you know, and can use it for a different thing. But according to you, there's no leiv bezdin, as we established before. Hashem doesn't hold of it. So you're sort of stuck. How are you going to explain? Right? And he responded, no, no problem. There's still enough commonality between them. You can mix them up. So it would appear that the Chachamim who had that conversation, who, on the other side of that discussion, in fact, they adopted leiv bezdin mas na leim regarding surplus karbanos. There you go. Vel arbanon da amrulay. Says Gemara, no, hold it. Mimaydir Rabbi Yehuda. Who's to say? You know, in that Mishnah, in the base, we had Rabbi Yehuda, we had Rabbi Meir, right? Rabbi Shimon. Who says it's Rabbi Yehuda speaking to Rabbi Shimon? Who's reflective of Shitas Chacham? Perhaps it's not Rabbi Yehuda speaking. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that in fact, those three karbanos in the Mishnah, you know, they have different, you know, some of them have different functions. So the fact that he would allow mixing up must be based on leiv bezdin mas na leim. But who says it's Rabbi Yehuda speaking? Might Rabbi Yehuda? V'achik amar leim, and he meant to tell him, yeah, like we just suggested, bishlam the didi. It works well according to me. Damina, who I say leiv bezdin mas na leim, bezdin conditions. Amat locha, that explains why yikruvu you can mix them up, because to begin with it was conditioned on this account. Who says it's Rabbi Yehuda speaking? And in fact, he's stating this type of position. Right? El didach on, he continues, but according to you, we're stuck. The Amrus, you say, loy, that there's no leiv bezdin mas na leim, amay yikruv, how could you be makruv, the one of Yom Kippur on the rec? Who says Rabbi Yehuda speaking? You're right, if Rabbi Yehuda speaking, then it's truly reflective of that type of position. I'm going with leiv bezdin, you're not, right? But Dimur Rabbi Meir, perhaps, the Tanu who addressed Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah wasn't Rabbi Yehuda at all, it was Rabbi Meir. Dimur Rabbi Meir, and if you recall, Rabbi Meir holds that all three of those karbanos have identical tasks. They all address the same mistake. So according to Rabbi Meir, there was never a problem with mixing things up. And that's all. That's all he was saying. Without resorting to leiv bezdin mas na leim, there's no need to trant. Do what Rabbi Meir, right? Rabbi Meir is speaking. Simple and straightforward. Bachik Amalei, he was simply addressing Rabbi Shimon like this. Bishkam Zadi, it works well according to my shi'id, the amina that I hold. Kolas irim kaparos and shava, all three animals there have identical tasks. That explains why you can just mix them up. Mishamacha yikru. Elo did, without resorting to leiv bezdin, right? There's no need for leiv bezdin. Initially, they were given those three tasks, so you can mix them up. Elo didach, according to you, that each one has his own unique designated task. Amay yikru. How could you be makriv the one from Yom Kippur, right? So we lost our source. We no longer have a clear source. Then, in fact, there's any shita which will apply leiv bezdin mas na leim to an ordinary carbon which was unneeded, or, you know. Sad Rabbi Yechanan know that there's such an opinion. Where was he quoting from? Ella, you're right, Rabbi Yechanan, Gemara, Gamrila. Rabbi Yechanan had a Gemara, meaning he received it from his teachers, that in fact, this is the halacha. L'divir Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, ain niftin. Extra animals cannot just be redeemed without a mum, because we do not hold of leiv bezdin, limiting their kedusha, allowing for this. But l'divir chachamim, we don't know where the chachamim, but he trusted his teachers that according to chachamim, there is such a shita, niftin, you can just redeem it. Why? Leiv bezdin, mas na leim. Now, Rabbi Shimon, the less leiv bezdin, mas na leim, Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of this system. So what do we do with the extra animals? At the end of the year, may avdin luhu. In fact, they have to use it for kayetz hamizbeach. Kayetz is like a dessert, as she says. Basically, they kept it on the side, and if there was ever any idle moments on the mizbeach, out of respect for the mizbeach, they would just keep it, you know, active and busy and add more karbanos. And this was sort of to fill for those gaps. Regarding the extra keteris, there's a discussion. Perhaps Shimon held that it's not really kedusha sakuf to begin with, so you can just redeem it. Okay, so in a quick nutshell, we had a sugya, a chiddush, that leiv bezdin mas na leim is a formula applied by the Rabbanan, not according to Shimon, according to Rabbanan, yes, which allows for easy redemption of things which are even kedusha sakuf, which typically require a good reason, a good deficiency, like a mum. Here we can just do a quick redemption, a quick transfer, whether we're speaking about Paraduma that needed it, or extra sheep that were designated for Tamidin, or extra Keteris. But the Gemara does say that it would not apply to uncommon situations, like they lost Karban of Yom Kippur, which was not Shachiyah. But otherwise, Leib Bezn Mas Nalem does allow us to do a pidyon, and in the case of surplus materials, take them and rebuy them, refresh them, using the new money of the new year. All the best to you, and Atlach Rav.